Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding three lines in the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Amad Rabbi Tzadok Amaylas HaUlam, that after one, this Kayin killed the other Kayin during the race up the Kavash of the Mizbeach, so Rabbi Tzadok got up, we said, V'amar Achinu Beis Yisrael, Shimu Harihu Aymer, Ki Yimatzich Lal Ba'adama, Anan Amid Lahavi Al Ir Al Ha'azareis. He said a whole shmooze, who should bring the Aglah Rufa over here? Is it going to be the city? Is it going to be Yerushalayim? Or is it going to be the Azareis, the Kehanim? So frak the Gemara now, of Yerushalayim Bas Asuye Aglah Rufi, does Yerushalayim have to bring an Aglah Rufa? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, that Asar Dvarim Nam Rubi Yerushalayim, V'zu Achas Man, this is one of the ten things, that Enim of Yaglah Rufa, Yerushalayim never brings an Furthermore, the Torah says the Egla Rufa, you only bring Egla Rufa if you don't know who's the one who killed them. But over here in this story, we knew exactly who killed them. So says the Gemara, Reb Tzadok only just said this in order to inspire everyone to cry, to realize that something very terrible had just happened. But in Echanami, there was no tzad that there was going to be Chiv Egla Rufa. Says the Gemara Vayter, quoting the rest of the Hemshech of the story, that Bo Avim Shaltinai Kumatzu Kishum Efarper Amar Harehu Kaparaschem Vadayim Bni Kayim V'Chulu Lamdecha Shekashalim Taras Kelim Yaisim Shvichas Damim. The Gemara proved from this that Taras Kelim was more chamer than Shvichas Damim, because the father had said that take out the knife before the knife becomes tameh. He didn't say take out the knife so that his son could live a little bit longer. So says the Gemara. So we know now that Shvichas Damim was cheaper to them in their eyes than Taras Kalim. But the Shaila is, how did that work? Ibailu. Shvichas Damim hu dezal of a Taras Kalim kedekaima kaima. Is a pshat that Shvichas Damim became less chashuv to them, and Taras Kalim stayed exactly in its place? Aydum Shvichas Damim kedekaima kaima. Shvichas Damim stayed in its place. Aval Taras Kalim hi dechamira. It's Taras Kalim went up in their value system. So says the Gemara Tashima, Vidikanasuva Tamuda, from the fact that the Gemara brought a raya, and it said that Vagam Damnaki Shafach Menashe, and it spoke about the cheapening value system that they had for Shvichos Damim in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. So Shema Minah Shvichos Damim Hu Dezal. You see from the fact that the Gemara brought this as a raya, you see that the Gemara is explaining that it's Shvichos Damim that became more cheaper to them. V'Taras Kalim Kedekaima Kaima, but their value for Taras Kalim stayed in its place. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanim, we learned, it says regarding Aitzah Sadeshen, it says, Upashat V'lavash Begadim Acherim. It says that after Truma Sadeshen, he takes off his clothing and he puts on new clothing. V'haitzia Sadeshen, and then he's Maitzi the Deshen. So Shema'ani Kederach Yom Kippurim. So I might think that that means like Yom Kippur. Shepayshe Bigdei Kodesh V'laivish Bigdei Chol, that he has to change his clothing. So over here, the kain headed only has one set of clothing. He doesn't have Bigdei Zav. He only has Bigdei Lavan. So what would it mean that he changes his clothing? That he changes his clothing, so I would think that it means that he changes out of his big day kodesh, and for the itzas hadesh, and he puts on big day chol. Tamalaymer, the pasuk tells us, upashat as begadav v'lafash begadim acherim. It calls them both begadim. So we compare the two. Makish begadim shalayvish, the begadim shepayshay. We compare the clothing that he took off to the clothing that he's changing it, the clothing that he's changing into to the clothing that he took off. Malahalam big day kodesh, afkan big day kodesh. So therefore we learn out that just like he took off big day kodesh, when he changes, he still changes back into big day kodesh, just different big day kodesh. Same came out tamalaymer acherim. So why does the pasuk call it an acherim? It matches that it's different, that they're completely different. Says the Gemara to teach us Prusa Mehen, that he changes into cheaper begadim, which we'll explain soon. Why? Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, he's Chaylik, he says that no, Acherim Vahitzi. The word Acherim is going on the next word in the Pasuk, that Acherim Vahitzi, that someone else takes out the Deshen. Limin Akaihanim Bali Mumin Shekshem Vahitzi Adeshen. It's coming to teach us that others, that Acherim are kosher for Itzas Adeshen. Who's these others? Kaihanim that are Bali Mumin. Which we mentioned in the past, that they checked the wood for the worm, so this is another job that they had. Amar Mar, we had just said that Acherim Chusaman, the Tanakam and Darshan Acherim to mean cheaper clothing. So says the Gemara, the Tanadver Bishmal, Begadim Shebishav and Keder LaRabbi, the clothing that a person uses to cook for his master, LaYimzig Ben Kais LaRabbi. That's not the Begadim that he should wear when he comes to serve his master. The things that he wears in the kitchen, so they get dirty. So now he has to change when he goes to serve his master. So too, the clothing that the Kain wore when he was Maitzi the Deshan, so Mustama got dirty from the ashes, so therefore, those clothing are cheaper, different clothing, and then for the rest of the Avaida, he wears other, nicer clothing. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that kemachleikas by yitzah, kach machleikas by Rama. Just like we have a machleikas about ha-yitzah, the Tanakama holds that Bali Mumin are Pasul, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that they're kosher for Yitzah Sedeshen. So it's the same machleikas about Harama regarding Truma Sedeshen, we'll have the same machleikas. Rabbi Yechon Amar then, no, machleikas by Yitzah. The machleikas is only regarding Yitzah. Avo Baharama, Divri Akol Avaidihi. But when it comes to the Harama, to the Truma Sedeshen, that everybody holds it's an actual Avaida. And therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer would never say that a Baal Mum is kosher to do Truma Sedeshen. Because being that it's a regular Avaida, so a Baal Mum is possible to do Truma Sedeshen. Says the Gemara, my time with Reish Lakish, what's the reason for Reish Lakish that clearly he held that Truma Sedeshen is not an Avaida? So says the Gemara, Amr Lecha, he'll tell you that Isak Adaitach Avaidahi, if, how could you think that Truma Sedeshen is an Avaida? Yeshcha Avaida Shekshair Bishne Kalim is an Avaida that's kosher to wear only two out of the four big dekuna. The Pazik by Truma Sedeshen only mentions the Ksainas and the Mechnesayim. So obviously it's not an Avaida. Rabbi Yechanan will tell you back that no, it is an Avaida. And Gali Rachman and Biksainas and Mechnesayim, Vuhu Adilim its Nefes Vavne. Even though the Torah only mentioned to wear the Ksainas and the Mechnesayim at the Truma Sedeshen, it wants us to understand on our own that Hu Adin, he's supposed to wear the Mitznefes and the Avne. Umaychna Hani, so why did the Torah only specify these two? Why Dafka the Torah specify the Ksainas and the Mechnesayim? So says the Gemara to teach us the following halachas. That Midai Vad, the Torah specifies Midai Vad, the Ksainas. The Midai Kimidasai, to teach us that it has to be, it has to fit, just right. It's not supposed to be too long or too short, it's supposed to fit just right and go just to the floor. Mechnesayvad, and the Torah it mentions also Mechnesayim. L'chadetanya, to teach us the following, to teach us the halacha that we learned in the Braisa, that minayin shol yehidavar kaidam l'mechnesayim. How do I know that when the kain gets stressed, so the mechnesayim are supposed to get put on first? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mechnesayvad yilbash al b'saray. The extra words al b'saray teach us that when he puts on the mechnesayim, there's supposed to be that there's a time that the only thing that's on his basar is the mechnesayim. Reish Lakish midai kimidasai kimida afke rachmana blasha midai, and Reish Lakish will tell you that he learns the halachas from different places. Midai, the fact that midai kimidasai, the fact that the ksainis has to be fit just right, that he learns that midai afke rachmana blasha midai from the fact that the Torah doesn't use the word ksainis and it calls it midai, so he learns out midai kimidasai. And shleiy davar kaidel mechnesayim me al basari nafka, and that's the same as the Tanakama. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the words al basari are extra, and therefore that's to teach us that the Mechnesayim have to get put on first, just like we explained according to the Tanakhama.